The last Ford Crown Victoria rolled off the assembly line in St. Thomas, Ontario this week, and there have been many obits for the V8-powered four-door sedan that became the workhorse of cabbies and cops. But the Crown Vic was also a favorite on the movie screen, and with a nod to the Chicago Sun-Times, which compiled the car's filmography, we thought we'd take a moment to acknowledge some of the Crown Vic's best supporting roles. And speaking of Chicago, the Bluesmobile in the original Blues Brothers movie was a Dodge Monaco. That vehicle was completely demolished by the end of the film. So for the sequel, Blues Brothers 2000, the producers turned to the durable Crown Vic.
The Blues Brothers band? I thought you guys were all in jail.
A slightly more customized Crown Victoria was the ride for alien hunters Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith in Men in Black. Their 1987 car featured some customizing, including twin turbines and an ability to drive upside down.
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
Fasten your seatbelt.
See, now we got to work on your people skills. You know, you get a much better reaction if you're a little more polite.
Fasten your seatbelt, please.
Whoa, that was good. Did you hear just say that?
Oh, the red button there, kid. Don't ever touch the red button.
No.
Bumbling police lieutenant Frank Drebin relied on his Ford in The Naked Gun, as did Al Pacino's character in the 1995 caper film Heat.
This look like gangbangers working the local 7-Eleven here.
And there have been lots of other Crown Victoria appearances on screen over the years, from Superbad to Monsters Ball to Mystic River. We're not sure what car will replace that sturdy sedan in the hearts of moviegoers and law enforcement officers. Somehow a Prius just doesn't seem to cut it.